We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, celebrating the 50th anniversary, and we got the gear for you, man. Check out The Rock Shop, a whole host of new limited edition gear celebrating The Rock's 50th. Lots of good stuff in there.
Keep your head warm with a beanie, or as our friends up north say, a toque.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, we got the 50th anniversary toque, Steve. We got those.
That's right.
Now, if you want to go south of the border, which would be south of Canada, then get yourself a trucker cap. Though, I'm sure they wear them up in Canada, too, but those are sweet-looking caps.
They just call them trucker caps also.
Oh, yeah, we don't call them toque caps?
Nope.
Okay. Short sleeve tees, we got those. We got a lot of good stuff, man. We got long sleeve tees, light zip hoodies, really lots of merch with that golden blazed Rock logo celebrating 50. And you can buy them now at KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
I will beat anyone that calls in to play the game. He's smarter than you, he'll make you look lame. 60 seconds on the clock. You're going down, and I'm gonna rock. It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa, Beat Mix, you're a loser.
It is time to Beat Mix, because we made it. It's Friday.
Looking forward to.
I don't know. What am I doing?
I don't know what you're doing over there.
Friday, getting down on Friday.
Yeah, buddy. Danny's jumping, by the way.
Danny is jumping.
Party,
he's
party,
excited.
Yeah. Party, yeah. Fun. Looking forward to the
week. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Sean and Muckle Tio. Sean, are you there?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning, Sean.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Come on. Yeah, man. Get out of here.
For those playing at home, Sean will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Sean, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Who and Carrie Brownstein co-created the Emmy-nominated IFC sketch series Portlandia?
Ooh.
Oh, we're going to have to skip.
Beginning with a V, what is the real first name of professional athlete Bo Jackson?
Brandon?
No, with V.
Oh, V. Victor.
No.
Vince.
Yes.
Nice job.
What car manufacturer makes the Sequoia?
Toyota.
Yes. Which well-known rapper is a partial owner of the Brooklyn Nets?
50 Cent?
No.
Pass.
What is the name of the boss on NBC's The Office?
Pass.
What Canadian city hosted the 2010 Winter Olympics?
Toronto?
No.
Ontario?
No.
Pass.
Who played Mona Lisa Vito in My Cousin Vinny? Hey.
I'm going to pass.
In the game Battleship, how many hits does it take to sink an aircraft carrier?
Four?
No.
Five.
Yes. No, what month is Martin Luther King Jr. Day in?
February.
No. One, two, three. Correct.
Wait.
Ouch.
Martin Luther King is not in February?
No, it's not.
Oh, wow. All right.
The month it is very long and makes you think that it should be.
I have one. Oh, isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Here's why I know I think that way.
Why?
Well, I'm not going to say because Steve's coming in.
Is that a tease for afterwards?
No, that's really fascinating because I just equated two particular events to that, not realizing they weren't the same month.
Oh, interesting.
Unless I'm losing my mind and I'm confused about that particular event.
I hope
event
so.
Well.
I hope you're losing your mind from that sugar rush.
I know. I got a massive sugar rush and a caffeine rush to boot.
Steve, are you ready? Who and Kerry Brownstein co-created the Emmy-nominated IFC sketch series Portlandia?
Is that Fred Armisen?
Yes.
Good job, buddy.
Beginning with V, what is the real first name of professional athlete Bo Jackson?
Vulva?
No.
Vulva Jackson, everybody.
Oh, my Vic?
God. No.
Vance?
No.
So close.
I don't know what Bo Jackson... Bo!
What car manufacturer makes
Vinny.
This...
Vinny.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I should have said Vinny, not Vulva.
Yeah. Well, Vance. Instead of Vince, you said Vance, which that is a name.
What car manufacturer makes the Sequoia?
Toyota.
Yes. Which well-known rapper is a partial owner of the Brooklyn Nets?
Jay-Z.
Yeah. What was the name of the boss on NBC's The Office?
Michael.
Yes. What Canadian city hosted the 2010 Winter Olympics?
Vancouver.
Yes. Who played Mona Lisa Vito in My Cousin Vinny?
Oh, Marissa Tomei.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
In the game Battleship, how many hits does it take to sink an aircraft carrier?
Three.
No.
Six.
No.
Nine.
No.
What
month is Martin Luther King Jr. Day in?
It's in February.
No, it's not. One, two,
January.
Four, five,
it's
six.
January.
It's
take it
January.
Back.
You
fix
can
it
take
post.
It back. No, you win.
Oh.
6-3.
Yeah, no big deal.
Well, Sean, appreciate you playing, buddy.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
All right, you too, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Oh, I don't hear this very often.
No.
Yeah. What is this?
This is the Weezers, right?
It's Weezer, man.
What song is this?
The greatest man that ever lived.
Yeah, it says it right in the title or in the song.
I don't have this song.
It's on the red record.
Oh, okay.
They have a red record?
Right.
Yeah, I knew they had the blue and the green. I didn't know they went red, too.
And black.
Oh, yeah.
And
dude,
black?
They're all about colors, man.
I thought Metallica only had the black album.
Well, you know what? Times have changed, Rav. You need to get on it.
I guess I do.
My problem is I discover Weezer through YouTube Music, so there's no albums, really. I just go and get all the songs.
Oh, and just kind of random
playlists.
It through.
But now I got to do Weezer.
I'm pretty sure it's on the red record. Let's see. The Greatest Man Ever Lived, track two.
Oh, all right. Nice. I'm just going to do. See, I got to just do Weezer Greatest, and then they'll find it for me. There it is.
Yep, there you
go.
And
there it is, everybody.
That's actually not too bad, actually, right there.
Oh, yeah, it's a great record.
All right. Well, I probably have all the songs from that record, but don't realize I do, you know, because of the fact I just do it by song.
One of the ones that you did not get correct, Steve, in the game Battleship, how many hits does it take to sink an aircraft carrier? That would be five.
That would have been way more logical than six or nine.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, congrats. You still won.
Good job, Steve.
Thank you.
So there's a Reddit post going viral right now where there's a woman who posted about her husband's very bizarre technique to cool off hot pizza. Because, I mean, that sometimes is a problem. Only the problem is I want it in my belly quick, and I can't get it because I'm going to burn every part of my mouth off.
Oh, dude, I think about, like, you know, going to that Dino's Pizza in Capitol Hill when Ted and I have gone there before we went back in the day when we could sit inside of an establishment. And they bring it to you at the table, and they always say, caution, it's hot. But, like, your mind is just like, I need to eat this. It's in front of me. And you take that bite, and you just burn the top of your mouth.
Yeah. So this dude's found a method. Now, is this a good method? He runs hot pizza under cold water.
What?
And then he eats it.
Why would you do that?
This woman says, in college, my husband and I would make oven pizzas, and he would run his slices under the water fountain to cool it down faster. He says it didn't change the taste, and it was still good. My husband is still doing this today.
Oh,
she posted a video to prove this. And,
Yeah,
the internet's going crazy.
She needs to divorce him.
Yeah, the internet's going insane.
I'm watching the video. There he is. Yeah, he's just running it under cold water Dude, that takes away all the crustiness. It makes it soggy.
Yeah,
doesn't
it's
it?
A soggy pizza. What the hell?
The only I hate thing this guy. I really hate him.
The only thing I can think of is, does the cheese act like a rubbery substance that basically repels the water and it doesn't get to the crust and make it soggy? I've never tried it. I don't want to call the guy crazy. I'm with you. I would think it would get soggy. And who likes that? So what if the cheese actually acts as that the water bounces off it so it doesn't get to the crust?
Look, I'm making like an effort in my life to not like say I hate things, I hate people. Like I'll quickly correct myself. Be like, no, I don't really hate that. I just dislike it right now. I genuinely hate this person.
Oh boy, you're not doing a good job. You've already ruined that.
All right, maybe I don't hate him. I hate what he's doing right now to his pizza.
Still, there is a resolution.
Damn it!
Maybe you know what? You strongly disagree.
I severely dislike him and his pizza.
There
antics.
We go. That's it.
How do you do this? Why would you do this?
Well, you turn the water on.
No, I understand.
And then take the pizza.
See, like if he did something like, I don't know, put it in a Ziploc bag and then like put it under the water that way, I could maybe see it because then you wouldn't get soggy pizza. But this seems ridiculous.
It seems ridiculous unless you really like him, do it, and realize there is no change to the taste because somehow the water doesn't.
I don't even want to try,
but it doesn't. But it doesn't stay in the pizza.
I don't even want to try to find out.
You don't even want to try one little piece to find out.
No, why would I want to waste a slice of pizza that I could eat and enjoy?
Well, no, you take somebody else's who got a pizza you don't like. You know, they got like anchovies and go, I'll try yours and see if it works.
Yeah, this guy. I mean, I don't understand why this guy has to hate like everyone by posting this video and like make us all sad. Like, I mean, I feel like we could all like have our arguments about pineapple on pizza. We could all have our arguments about whatever on pizza. But I think can we all agree that this is stupid?
I don't. You see, I will not call something stupid until I try it myself because I don't.
Get us a pizza.
Yeah, I have to try it because look, what if he's the – if everybody assumes something stupid and he just for some reason didn't have that circuit in his brain and he tried something that immediately allows you to eat pizza without changing the flavor of it and it's cool?
It's going to be soggy. It's going to be soggy.
I know. See, that's assumption, my friend.
No, that's just intelligence. I know.
Okay.
Okay, maybe not.
Yeah.
One person's right. This pizza dude's crazier than Earl Thomas.
Oh, wow. Ooh. That's saying a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, so is he running the water on the crust part or the toppings part? Because the toppings are going to fall off.
The toppings Everything. Part.
Everything.
Yeah, he just like looks like he just like slides it under. Yeah. He doesn't keep it under too long, but it's just too much.
I hate him.
Right. See, I mean, you guys, I get what you're saying. It seems like a crazy thing to do to ruin the consistency of pizza.
You can look at that.
I'm seeing him. Okay. Yeah. He didn't do it long, and he says it cools it off.
Oh, no.
You don't do that.
You just don't do that to pizza.
It's dripping water.
Well.
That's pizza.
I don't want watered-down pizza.
When you take a piece of pizza, do you immediately take a drink, or do you wait?
I wait. I don't. Yeah, I chew and then.
Because
take a
if you're
I mean,
taking.
Like, that's a personal question, BJ, you're asking. But if you really want to know, I typically don't drink anything until after I finish eating.
That's right. You're not a drinker until you're done being an eater.
Yeah.
I know when I put something in my mouth that's too hot, I immediately look for a beverage to cool it down.
I like what this texture says. That's what ranch dressing is for. Yeah, if you really want to get to that pizza before it's cooled off, dip it in something.
I'm curious.
Like ranch.
See, it says that like they did this in college, but I wonder if he's been doing it since he was a little kid and he just got used to the taste. And like, there's just weird stuff you like as a kid that doesn't make sense. It kind of sticks with you until adulthood.
I think it's funny that all of you are making the assumption that this actually doesn't work without affecting the flavor. Like, you can't put it in your brain that it would work.
It's not so much
I know
the
water
flavor.
And I know pizza, and I know that they're not meant to be together.
They're not meant to be together.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. A video has gone viral of a guy cutting down a tree in somebody's front yard, but it ends up falling right on their house. In frustration, he launches into a profanity-laced tirade. It happened last year, but the video is making the rounds now, and here's the audio, and it's nuts.
Jesus. Something like my father trying to do any home improvement stuff.
$60,000 of damages. Now, I don't know if this guy's a professional tree cutter.
Here's the backstory. He apparently is the guy that does yard work for the neighborhood. Like, he's kind of like a landscaper dude. But he's not, his expertise is not doing tree removal and cutting trees. But he offered, I think, a deal. From what I read.
Oh, boy.
I mean, you got what you paid for at that point.
Yeah, this guy's an idiot. You see the size of this tree, and if anybody watches trees being cut down, they do them piece by piece when it's this big and, you know, the houses are this close.
No, this thing was like 3 or more stories high.
Yeah.
As far as the height of the tree. And, yeah, I'm watching this. I'm like, I'm no tree cutter guy, but I would imagine that you probably should work your way from the top down.
Yeah. It was like, what do you think when you're basically just chopping from the bottom? Where is it supposed to fall? It's going to hit something.
It hit the house. Yeah. I think if it goes in any direction, there's a potential of it hitting a car.
Yeah.
And that's why one of the neighbors like, I pulled out my phone. I figured I should start filming this because, like, I don't know what this guy was doing.
Yeah. Rather than tell him to stop.
He's like, my house.
Yeah, this is going to be great. Let me see how this works out. Wow, $60,000 in damages because this idiot thought he could just chop down a 3-story tree from the bottom. Like, I'll just chop it down this way. It should be fine.
Oh, lesson learned now. At least you know next time you get an actual professional to do it.
Yeah,
well, I guess you don't have the tree anymore. So
well, there is that.
Yeah, problem solved, right?
And I don't think it was the tree's house or was it the neighbor's house? I couldn't tell who got hit.
It was the home of the person that had him do the job.
Oh, well, then you know what? Geez. You got what you paid for.
Yeah.
I'm happy it wasn't somebody else.
Pretty sure.
That would have been collateral.
Hoping it was his house at least, but man, somebody else's?
No, he's just the guy who was doing yard work. And that's I read that the other neighbors still use that guy to do yard work around their house.
So they still use him.
Well, he's probably going cutting bushes.
Oh, I wouldn't let that guy anywhere near my house again.
Maybe you hate that neighbor. You're like, yes, thank you for doing that.
Oh, man.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
This guy screwed up while cutting down a tree. It landed on the homeowner's house and caused $60,000 in damages. So based on this, whether it be at work or at home or anywhere else, what is your massive screw up? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What is your massive screw up? Let's go to Jason in Kirkland. Jason, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning. What you got for us, Jason?
Okay, so I do underground utilities, and it wasn't necessarily my screw-up, but I was on the job. But we were doing a side sewer tie into a lift station, which takes care of all the sewer in the neighborhood. And my boss was supposed to put a plug at the top of the hill, and he only put one on the bottom, so the side sewer filled up. We were in Redmond, and it filled up a $4 million house with sewage water.
Oh, a $4 million house?
Yeah, the dude just moved in there like a year ago, had it all built. He was from India. He was a big exec from Microsoft, and yeah, it was not good.
Oh, man, dude. And it was a brand new joint to boot.
What kind of yell?
We were working, and we looked up, and we were like, what's that noise? And we saw it coming out. It was coming out the side of his siding, out of the bottom of the house, out of the wall.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that
Hey, what
is...
kind of Yelp review did he give you after that job?
We got a -5 on that one.
That's fantastic. Wow. That is... Wow. Appreciate the call. That's trippy. Oh, I don't think I want to live in that house again. I don't care what's going on.
And you're probably thinking, this is my dream home.
Yeah. $4 million home. You're a big exec. You probably worked your way up in life to get to be that big wig at Microsoft. Oh, man, dude.
And maybe a whole family, y'all show up, and then it's just crap city.
Plus all the inside stuff, too. You know what I mean? Like all the decorate. I mean, all the work you put into it. Like, you know, because some of those fancy people decorate those houses nicely.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't even think about the fact that there's furniture inside of it.
Oh, vases or what? You know what I mean? All the fancy artwork. I wouldn't be surprised.
The fancy dishes and everything.
Oh, yeah. Just all sewered up. Nice. Or not nice. All right. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Ken in Tacoma, you are on the Rock.
All right, time to double dip, but there's no way to top that previous story. My God.
Right.
So this is my dad's attempt at a recent DIY. That's literally happened just the other week. So they're BJ. My parents are BJ's age, so mid-70s. And
that's really nice. Thank you for that. That's lovely. You're a special person.
Sorry, Beach. So my mom really wanted to clean behind her fridge, and between the two of them, they couldn't budget, couldn't move it. And my dad makes me think of Steve's dad. He's like, I got a plan.
Okay.
And so he goes and he grabs his goggles and the industrial powered leaf blower. And it worked, but it created a mushroom cloud that covered the entire kitchen. They ran and retreated into the bedroom for about 15 minutes for it to settle down.
Oh, man. A leaf. Okay. Oh, leaf. I love this guy. He does. You know, it sounds like something I might have thought of, but maybe wouldn't have thought of. Maybe I shouldn't do this.
Dude, how about this text? I took out some power lines in my garbage truck. Basically shut down a few blocks in Seattle. $1 million. Whoops.
Oh, $1 million. Whoop. Wow, dude.
Right.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Brent in Linwood. Brent, you are on the Rock.
BJ Shea.
Who cares?
All right.
Brent, what's your big screw-up, buddy?
So I was about 12 years old, went into Pro Golf Discount, wanted to try out the new Nike driver at the time. It's about a $400 or $500 driver, and so I take it, go do a practice swing, and just topped the heck out of it, giant dent right on the top. So I...
so did you put it back
quickly,
and leave?
Well, I put it back, and I went and grabbed another one, because I've been playing a while, so I'm not that bad. Take another swing on the second one, topped it again. The third one, topped it, and then I walked out.
Wow, dude. So you ruined three drivers.
Oh, yeah. And to this day, I don't drive. I am the guy that I hit the 2-iron off the tee. actually, I was playing with a buddy, and he said, hey, try my driver. And I... forgot about the story until then.
Yeah.
I said, I can't do it, man.
Don't think you want me to try that.
Right. You're too good of a friend. I can't do that to you.
Time to turn to disc golf.
Yeah, you're not going to cause that kind of damage in disc golf, at least.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
I had someone text and said, I left $3,000 worth of work equipment in my car, and somebody broke into my car and in the 5 hours I was at my house, and I live in the Richmond Beach area. Oh, that sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Another person, I'm a garbage man, and my truck was dropping broken glass all throughout my route the whole day. It cost about $25,000 to clean up with several street sweepers.
Oh, wow. At least they figured that out. That's a beating, leaving broken glass in all the neighborhoods.
This is why I could never be a garbage man. I would cause so much damage. I would not be good at like. Sometimes you watch some of these dudes and they're just like threading the needle when it comes to turning and
it's
going
amazing
down those alleys. Like, and I'm sure like that it's frowned upon to like hit things, but I would be hitting things left and right.
And dude, the way they can operate the machine that picks up your containers is just insane.
Oh, I would want to pick up random people with it.
Yeah.
Well, I
or probably
I'd
get
that.
My buddies. I'd probably get like a
there you go. Yeah. Start with the friends.
Yeah, get Munson and J-Mac drunk and say, guys, I'm going to come on my route. Get drunk. I'm going to pick you guys up and throw you into something.
That's that can't go wrong.
This is why I'm not a garbage.
Yeah, that's probably why. Let's go to Pat. Pat Tacoma, you are on the Rock.
Hey, yeah. So quite a few years ago, this happened out in Bremerton. And one of the drivers of the company I used to work for, we delivered home heating oil. And this guy... a lot of times when people would abandon the tanks in their houses, the tanks would be in their basements. They would stick like a rag or something in the pipe that came out of the house into the ground.
Okay.
Well, this guy got there to make a delivery, was at the wrong address, holds the rag out, just starts filling the tank, and he was filling the... And when he realized what was going on, the lady of the house comes running out. And by time, there was about 400 gallons that was delivered into this lady's basement.
Oh, man. So she, a basement full of oil. Oh, that's delightful.
Yeah. Well, the house was abandoned. The house was torn down. And when they started getting into it, they started removing a lot of soil from of the area. It turned out to be millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, damn. Man, that is... that's a beating. I mean, and then you're out of your house, and I mean, who knows? I mean, hopefully they were able to be made right, because that's just a lot of people saying, it's not my fault, I'm sure. I don't want the insurance companies. We don't want to pay for this. Oh.
No, it was a mess, that's for sure.
Oh, Pat, I appreciate the call. That's huge.
Yeah, at least it could have been like, you know, well, you could play the floor as lava. You could play the floor as lava with real, literally. Basically a real flaming floor.
Yeah.
Yes, you could.
I mean, there's a bright side to everything, BJ.
Dude, what's worse? I think is the sewage problem. We didn't know. The guy didn't tell us that the $4 million mansion could be moved back into in any way, shape, or form. But the oil house had to be ripped down and the land had to be moved around. All of that stuff.
I don't know. This one person says, I had a coworker open the wrong pipe on a fire sprinkler system at the Bellis Fair Mall and it flooded half of the mall, $6 million in damage. That
Whoa!
Sounds pretty bad.
At the Bellis Fair Mall?
Yeah.
Whoa.
$6 million
in
damage.
That's a lot of mall damage.
I see your daughter's in
there. Oh, Sarah.
Sarah, rocking the new haircut. Looking nice.
You know what? Thank you,
You're
Steve.
You're welcome. See, I
noticed.
I
need that encouragement because Joey noticed. He just kind of said, wow, it's really light.
Yeah.
Wow. And then Danny noticed and he said, I like your natural hair better.
Jeez,
so,
guys.
That's the morning I'm having.
Danny, did you actually say that?
Yeah, I love her natural hair color, but I said it looks really good.
Are you an idiot?
How are you in a relationship?
No. Yeah, really, yeah. You should not be in a relationship. And you have a daughter.
I'm not in a relationship with your daughter.
So you are. It's a work relationship, brother.
Wow.
Come on, feed my ego, please.
Even I'm not stupid enough to say that kind of thing.
I said her hair looks really nice, but I also like her natural
Danny,
hair.
And that's full not what you say.
I didn't even notice. I just saw on Facebook she posted something, so I figured it's a good time to say something.
You didn't notice?
Danny,
I did
notice. When somebody changes their hair color, you don't tell them you like what it used to look like. You don't tell them
You looked better yesterday.
That was the first thing he said.
What
He's
a
like,
wow.
Not bad.
Yeah. What a shed of tools. I'm with you on that, Vicky. How is your girlfriend with you? Does she just not listen to you? She must just not listen to you at all.
She Probably doesn't not. Dye her hair, really. So
that too, yeah.
She's safe in that aspect.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought I was looking like a model. And those are the first two things
wow.
I get.
Wow, what a rough morning. I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. Yeah,
at least I came through for you yesterday, Sarah. I know. I've been married a long enough time. I know the right things to say.
Let me get you some breakfast this morning.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Yeah. On the rev.
Yeah, Joe was like, how J-Rubs think? And I'm like, oh, he loves it. But also, he wouldn't tell me if he didn't. You know, he just sees my hair and is like, I like it, babe. Good job.
Right. Unlike Danny, he's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's in a relationship
man.
With you. I'm going to be
Danny,
real with you,
Danny, there's
Sarah.
No.
I'm going to keep it 100.
Does anybody
insult.
Understand that any woman that you have any sort of conversation with, you are in some kind of relationship with, which means you better just know what to say?
Yeah, I see it on Twitter. She writes, this bitch is blonde again. Holler. Hashtag new hair, who dis? Hashtag it me. See, come on,
new
guys.
Hair, who dis?
Yeah, people say that. And then I said, hashtag it me, because it's still me.
Yeah. Oh my God. I actually like the blondie look, because you know what? Mom's been doing her hair blonde for years, and you both have the same hair color, the same natural hair color. Well, now mom's probably maybe got a different natural hair color, but we won't
gray.
Say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what kind of damage have you done?
Okay, this was at the house. You know, I'm not
oh boy.
I'm not the best driver, let's say. I've taken off a few mirrors here and there, maybe like 3 or 4. But BJ just got the house newly painted and I wanted to fit my car in the garage and I thought I was going to make it. And did not really make it and rubbed my car up against our newly painted house.
And this is a Toyota Camry, which is small enough. I mean, it is the garage door opening is big enough to get this vehicle in there without even getting close to either side of the garage.
I thought I could make it.
And you should have been able to make it. Any human being could have with that size car.
Yeah. So now there's still stripes on my car from the house.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And she continues as we come into the garage every morning because she drives now. So I can
do you get
some
nervous?
Work. Yes, I do. Because she continues to drive over the, you know, when you pay for parking, she never makes the turn right away. So she drives over the meter pretty much almost every time.
Yeah. I didn't this morning, though. I did yesterday.
The meter's on a giant raised cement platform.
Right. No, I know.
She drives over that platform every time. She somehow cannot figure out how to make that turn without basically driving over the meter platform.
Yeah, four-wheeling it.
Yeah, exactly. Go off-road for your morning, okay? I'm making it interesting.
I thought it would be easier for me to have you drive us in the morning than me.
No, you almost have a heart attack.
Yeah, no, it's not easy at all. And she's done it, like, multiple times in the last couple of weeks.
She
just can't figure it out.
I'm still learning, guys.
This text says, I changed my hair color from blonde to brown. My boss walks in. First thing he says is, what the hell did you do to your hair?
Yeah, that's not what you say to anybody that changes their hair color, unless her name is Vicky and you want to troll her.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll schedule usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.